Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Stacey Bartow is hanging out with us, filling in for Tori while she is on maternity leave. I bring this story up because I thought it was kind of interesting. In China, some police, they prefer to use these animals over guard dogs because these animals are more territorial and have better eyesight.
Geese.
Geese is really the correct answer, yes.
We have them around the station.
I know, and that's why I'm bringing this up, because, and I don't even know the story, but it's got to be good, because Stacy was here the other day, and apparently she was out back, and you said she was trying to feed the geese.
She was feeding the geese. She had brought in some, what was it, egg and...
It was like little egg frittatas or something.
Yeah, with spinach and eggs.
Yes.
And there is bread in our warehouse that you can feed the geese
with. Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, yeah. And Roy does that, but there was none there. So she's feeding the eggs. They're like, no, I don't want that.
Well, you came back in and said that, and Tom said, that's kind of cannibalism, if you think about it.
I know. That's what I said. It's like, these geese probably think I'm feeding them their babies.
Yeah, I know. It's like egg bites to geese.
But then I thought, these geese are going to have diarrhea later eating all this spinach.
That doesn't even matter. They poop everywhere.
They're everywhere. You have to dodge it walking in the front of the station.
Yeah. I'm like, what were you thinking, though, Stacey? I'm like,
I just want to befriend all the animals.
Yeah.
I would probably be the nitwit that shows up on, like, viral video trying to feed crocodiles or bears or something, you know?
Yeah. It's so funny because a lot of times when I'm just going to my car, it's like all of a sudden it's that go... It'll hiss at you.
There are some mean ones, but there are a couple of nice ones that come back every year. They're the ones that come up to me when I'm out back.
You know, you can fix that problem by having bread and befriending them with food. And then they'll get to know you, and then they won't hiss.
I don't know, man. Some geese are just mean.
Yeah.
They used to chase us when we would go to, what's that place out in Spartanburg area? Not Happy Cow. It was Zoo something or other.
Hollywild?
Hollywild.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Hollywild Zoo. So they would chase us there. They would chase our kids. They were mean.
Yeah, we had them attack Cato. We sent him to Furman and had bread all over him. And the geese were just picking all over.
They were just eating.
Yeah. But in China, these police officers, they prefer the guard geese over the guard dogs because they're more territorial and have better eyesight. So you can see them, like, I guess, on a leash or... You know, what are they doing?
No, I tell you, it is kind of scary when you're getting charged by a geese, because then they bring their wings out, and then they're just running at you. You're like, holy smokes.
I'll be honest. A lot of times you'll see stuff like a turtle on the side of the road, and like, that turtle's going to get hit or be like crossing a road. And I've gotten out a couple of times, and, you know, as you reach for it, sometimes it'll go, you know, it'll go back in its shell. It scares me to death. I will grab it, and then all of a sudden its legs will come out, and you're like, ah!
I have to be serious. If you do find a turtle like that is in the middle of the road.
You straddle it so your tires don't hit it.
Right, exactly that, first of all. And then you get out and you pick him up, but keep him moving in the direction that he was moving. So if he's crossing the road.
Oh, okay. He's like,
so don't turn him around and take him back because he's trying to get to someplace.
Is that your research or did you make it up?
Listen, I just learned things, you know.
No, did you make that up?
No, I didn't make it up. I actually learned that. Okay. So it whatever direction they're in.
Some sense.
Yeah, because they're going toward a pond or a creek or something.
Okay. Are their moms?
Yeah. Yesterday I slammed on my brakes going to church because I about hit a squirrel. I was like, he was right in the middle of the road. And I'm like, well, you're going to go back. But he did not go back. And I'm like, just slammed on my brakes. Everybody behind me is like, what is that guy doing?
He killed four people, but the squirrel's fine.
The squirrel's for safe.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Things change, and sometimes it seems like they change fast. Sometimes it goes by over a slower period of time. But there are some things that are considered sexy today that were not 20 years ago.
Oh.
Maybe even less than that. Mm. I actually was reading about this, and some of these things, they're saying, what wasn't sexy in 2005 that is now?
Me.
Okay. I'm not sure if you got that turned around the right direction.
Yeah, it did for a little bit, but it's turning back.
Yeah.
I'm going back.
I don't want to be the one to tell him. We're all getting older, bud.
But you just did, though.
Oh, sorry. They say eyebrows that aren't pencil thin. So in the 2005 era, everyone had those little tiny thin eyebrows, but now bushy is back.
Yeah.
Which is good for me.
You know, I don't pay attention to eyebrows unless they are over bushy.
I don't think it's for guys, Tom.
Well, I think it applies to both. I think guys with really big bushy eyebrows look bad. Like, you look like an ape man.
Do men actually manicure their eyebrows?
I cut mine.
I pluck sometimes.
Like, I'll put that comb in it and go just to try to keep it from getting too bushy.
I don't have enough to cut.
Honestly, Tom, you've cut a little bit, like, close.
Yeah, I'm not good at it.
I do. Yeah. Am I a man? Because I inherited my dad's eyebrows, and I do the same thing. I get the little comb, and I trim them.
No, I think girls do that.
It's okay.
I hope.
I have a girl. You know, she'll cut my, like, when I get my hair cut, Terry Ann will cut my eyebrows for me. So I just do it every time I get my hair cut.
Do they cut them or tweeze them?
They cut them.
Oh, because one time I was at the salon, and she handed me a tissue, and I'm like, what's this for? She goes, I'm going to tweeze your eyebrows. Oh, I cried. That hurt.
Oh, wow.
You can ask your hairdresser to do that for you. They'll do it most of the time. They won't do your armpits, though, just saying.
In 2005, everyone had a tan. They went to tanning salons.
Yeah.
But now a lack of tan is okay. It's considered sexy.
Well, you know what? I don't like those orange tans because it's just, I don't know. When you're orange, sometimes it just doesn't work so well.
Well, that's the point. They're saying it's not sexy now. Yeah.
I have a friend I met years ago, and she still says to me, I remember when you met me, and I came up to her and said, quit laying in the tanning bed. You look you look orange or a little like leather or something.
All right. 50-year-olds. 20 years ago, when people turned 50, they looked like they should be on Golden Girls. Today, 50 looks like 30.
Yeah.
That is true, man. Uh-huh. You can be 50 and still, 50 is the new 40 or something.
Those filters do a wonder, don't they?
All that Botox, too.
Yeah.
All right, 20 years ago, bald guys with beards wasn't in. It used to scream midlife crisis. Now it's a whole new look. It's like people like it.
They actually shave their heads in order to look that way.
And they grow those big beards, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks like lumberjacks. You don't want to mess with them either.
Although, I like that look.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, your husband has
a big
beard.
Yeah.
Here's another one, dad bods. Mm-hmm. They weren't in 2005, but they're kind of in now. I don't know if they're sexy or not, but they're accepted.
No.
But 20 years ago, it was like the ripped guy, you know, with the all the abs and stuff, and he was like, you know, glistening.
Wow, you must be looking really good.
But I'm just saying it was unrealistic. But that's what back then, that's what was going on.
Arnold Schwarzenegger would tell you that it's real. It's not unrealistic.
Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger's one in a million.
Well, I mean, back then, you know.
Yeah, nowadays, you see him, he still looks
he's
good.
He's still better off than I am. All right, not cool in 2005, sexy now. You may not agree with this one. Sweatpants with elastic around the ankles and calf-length socks. You know, they pull it off. Celebrities pull it off.
They do, yeah.
And slides. Oh, my gosh.
The baggy pants kind of thing that, you know, with the little, where it's hugging your ankles. Have you seen those lately? I mean, the guy, listen, it's advertised. Oh, man, it comes up all the time on my, like when I'm watching reels and stuff.
Now, this one so I disagree with. Yeah. They said it wasn't sexy in 2005, but it is now. An 800 credit score. I think that was sexy then, too.
I don't even know what mine is.
I don't either.
Well, 800 is really good.
Yeah.
Is
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have an 800 then.
Okay, yeah. Good for you. Okay, well, they say being vegan was not cool in 2005, or at least being as healthy as you can be. It's considered far more cool now.
I don't consider vegan being healthy.
I don't either, personally. You have to try really hard to make it healthy.
How do you know they're vegan now?
They tell you.
They'll tell you. Yeah. Or vegetarian.
I don't know any. Yeah. I wouldn't hang out with a vegan.
All right, going to therapy.
I wouldn't. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Why would that make a difference to you?
What?
If they're vegan
what they
or not?
Eat, yeah.
Because?
It's like, you ain't like me. One of these things is not like the other.
I'm like, you want to go get a filet? No.
Okay, well, they could get a salad.
Yeah, they can get a salad, and you're sitting across from them eating that big filet, I'm like grossing them out.
All right. They said going to therapy. It's considered in now.
So you have to nowadays because it's just so the world's crazy.
I don't, and I had a friend.
You need to.
Ex, that's what an ex said. Yeah. You need to talk to somebody.
They said, not sexy in 2005, sexy now. Whoever Leonardo DiCaprio is dating. Because I guess they weren't even alive then.
True.
Or if they were, they were really little.
Yeah. What year were you born? 2011.
Yeah.
What? Who?
Okay, that's a little bit young.
That's your I'm Leonardo not really, DiCaprio
you're
date.
You're the engineer. You do the math.
I don't do
that's
math.
That's not my strength.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. If you're feeling better about yourself, then we're glad we helped. If you're feeling worse about yourself, it's not our fault. It was the article.
I mean, right. If you're listening to us, you're the sexy one, okay?
And if you're vegetarian or vegan, we're sorry that Cato doesn't like you.
Oh, I'd like them. We're just not going to a steakhouse.
I was going to say, you can't go to a restaurant.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, do you have any pet names for your significant other? They've done some research, and they figured out the most popular pet names couples use for each other. And they seem like older ones. I don't know what you and Jamie use, Tom, but...
Don't really have anything special other than maybe Babe, which is not really unusual.
Number two on the list.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said they're older. That's because I don't think they've come out with new ones.
Well, you know, the boo thing was going on for a little bit. You know, my boo.
Hopefully
hey, boo.
That died out.
Now, how about you and John?
Well, I was going to say, I went to call him Babe one day and Bears, but it mushed in my head and it came out Bubbears. And so,
Bubbears.
So his nickname started as Bubbears and then it morphed to Bears and then it morphed again to Bear Nuts. So he gets, he's got three nicknames.
Wow. Those are really romantic.
It sounds like stuff you'd bite Bucky's too. Y'all have the bear nuts back there. And I couldn't find them on the wall. Goodness. All right.
What's he call you?
Yeah.
We can't say it on the radio.
Okay. You can't say?
I mean, I can. Well, here's the thing. No, I do.
Okay.
I used to do commercial voiceover for Hooters. Somebody calls me Hooters.
Oh, wow.
That's not the only reason.
Like I said, I don't think we can say on the radio.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't even know why I brought this up now.
Oh, no, he's turning red.
Here's the most popular ones, though. Darling was number one. Hey, darling.
Okay,
hello, darling.
I don't use that one, but yeah.
Number two, though, baby or babe. So that's good, Tom. You're normal. Stacy, you are not.
Do you think of the pig, babe?
No.
Oh.
I just think, I don't know, babe. Hey,
now
babe.
You will.
Yeah. A love, L-O-V-E, love, is one that's popular.
That sounds British to me.
Hello, love. Yeah. Sweetheart, number four on the list. And then number five was gorgeous, which I think that should be lower on the list. I would think that would be because you got hun, honey bunch, or honey was number six on the list. And I thought that would be up there higher, don't you think? Hey, honey.
I don't know if you think of honey boo-boo.
I don't think of honey boo-boo, not at all. I do not. No. I just thought that would be higher.
Yeah.
Sweetie or sweetheart was number seven on the list.
You know, these are embarrassing when you listen to them
They kind of are. Hey, sweetheart.
I feel a little violated. I don't.
I know, right?
Well, yeah.
Along the same lines with sweet as sweet lips and sweetie pie.
Maybe it has a way of how you're saying it. You could be like, hey, gorgeous.
Yeah.
Or you could do, hey, sweetie pie. You know, give us a little something, huh? Come on. Okay. Spice it up. It's
somehow,
Cinco de Mayo.
This reminds me of the time that we went on one of those vacations where you got to stay at a place free if you would do their sales pitch for their, what are those called?
Timeshare,
yes. Mm-hmm. And so we got to the hard pitch part where the guy's trying to get me to sign off for all this money. And my wife was like, I don't think we're interested. And he goes, sweetheart, let us men do the talking.
Oh,
and I
no.
was like, I just pulled away from the table because I didn't want to get caught in the crossfire of what was about to happen. I was like, my wife is ex-Air Force. She is not a wimp, and you have just made a grave mistake.
Wow.
It was, we got out really quick with our vouchers and everything after that.
Okay, so these are the top, I guess, most popular pet names that couples have for each other. Angel was number eight. You're an angel. I can't even do that sweet. You're an angel.
Hi,
you don't say it like that. You call them that.
Hey,
angel, come here.
Okay.
What if her name's Angel?
I know. That's what's confusing about that is it's almost like a name.
Okay. Sugar. Like, hey, sugar. Sugar plum. Sugar pie.
Honey bun.
Sugar dumpling. Anything with sugar in it is supposedly a pet name.
Like I said, these sound awkward as heck when you talk about them
really,
like this.
They do.
Maybe they sound fine in your house, but they're awkward.
Hey, sugar pie, I'm hungry. You bring me a piece of pie.
Okay.
Ties in with
Get
pie.
Get your own pie.
Maybe it's just how sexy you are when you say
you think
it.
So?
It is. That's what I was saying.
All right. And some runner-ups were baby cakes. Hey, baby cakes.
Oh, hey, yeah. Hey, baby cakes.
And hot cake. What's that?
Give me some syrup? I don't know.
Yeah, pancake.
You need to go back to the list and try better.
Hey, waffle.
I'm hungry.
You look waffle today.
Pancake.
Mm-hmm. And the boo was mentioned at the very bottom, so.
I like boo.
Yeah, you know, that was from that song, wasn't it?
That can go away in my book.
You know what? I never got that one either. My boo. And then, of course, back in the 18th century, it was like, my beau, right?
I don't know. I wasn't alive.
I know. Yeah. What are you? You're actually reading history. That's good.
I know. I saw a TikTok video about it.
Okay. All right.
That's how I get my history.
Give a little boo thing.
Yeah. So I got to say, I've learned something new about Stacy, and she is weird as I thought she was.
Amen. I love it.
The weirder, the better, huh?
Yep.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, the big news is they're searching for a new pope. And I don't know if you saw it, but Trump blew up the internet with a AI-generated picture of himself wearing the pope hat. And he said he would be the perfect person to be the next new pope.
I heard, yeah.
And you know, he joked about that. And all these news people are going, Trump says he's going to be pope. And I'm like, really?
I know.
Joked about it.
It was a joke. It was. Yeah. Some people thought it was irreverent. I thought it was kind of funny.
I did too.
But I guess it just depends on whether you like or hate him or don't care. But anyway, I'm always for humor. Any humor to me is good humor. And that is why I'm going to take a few punches here at the whole concept, because I know that there's been talk about possibly having an American pope for the first time. It's not very likely,
yeah.
But even Trump mentioned one of the cardinals or archbishops in New York that could possibly be a pope.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's in the front running at all. But it would be kind of cool to have an American pope for a change. But not just an American pope. What if we get a Gen Z pope? You know, there was a pope once that was 18 years old. Now, I don't know the history behind that in detail, but having a young pope would certainly shake things up a little bit. And having a Gen Z pope would be particularly interesting because I could imagine some of the changes that would happen. Like, you know, his mitre or pope hat would actually be a beanie with God's favorite embroidered on it.
<That's true.
laughs> You know, the papal blessing could be him just saying slay queen with holy water, slay queen, and then sprinkling people with the holy water. Maybe not. That's not good.
Okay.
He would live stream his homilies on Twitch with the gamer headset and chat mods. People go, okay, we got Billy here in the chat. Way to go, Billy. Thanks for that $5 donation.
Voila.
The official papal ring would be a mood ring. Those came back. Did you know that?
No.
Gen Z loves mood rings. Like, that was something from, like, the 70s or 80s.
Well, I think I'm at that point where I need to get that ring that monitors your heart and blood pressure.
That's,
and all
that's
that
what
stuff.
We need. Gen Z's got the mood rings. We're like, okay, am I still breathing?
Yeah.
Amen is replaced with facts, no cap. You know, because no cap means no lie.
Yeah, I would
so
not
you,
like
instead
that.
Of saying amen,
oh,
you're like,
yeah.
Facts, Pope, cap, no, no cap. Okay, yeah, that's not great.
I didn't know
great.
Tom was so hip.
He is.
I
you
have
know,
to get on the Urban Dictionary.
I didn't know either.
Listen, you got kids. You got to keep up with some of that stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, you do. Uh-huh.
Every Mass would end with like, comment, and subscribe for more salvation. That one I could truly see.
Uh-huh.
Instead of swinging incense, he swings a hydro flask around. You know, the hydro flask is very cool. Most people have them now.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's like a Yeti. It's like a little flask that you keep your water in.
I mean, I got a little flask, but it's...
Or if he had like a Stanley Cup, he'd be swinging that around.
Okay, the Vatican store sells Pope NFTs. Remember the NFTs
yeah.
that were supposed to be so cool?
We have been to the Vatican, and they do have Pope stores. Like,
yes.
They have like these...
A gift shop,
yeah. For the Catholic.
Mm-hmm. He starts his homilies in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Skibbity Toilet.
Mm.
You got to have kids to appreciate these.
Okay, thank you.
The Pope Mobile has its check engine light on.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
I mean, that's true, you know. The Gen Z does not do cars very well. My daughter came in, she's like, Dad, I'm low on oil. I'm like, oh, my God, how'd you get low on oil? Let's check it. It turns out it was the change oil. Like, it's time to change your oil.
My change oil light's on, too.
At least she noticed the light and did something about
it. She told me about it, at least.
Yeah.
The smoke at the altar could be incense, could be a vape pipe. And if we had a Gen Z pope, the Eucharist comes in a DoorDash bag. You know what the Eucharist is?
No.
No, that's the little bread that they take the communion with.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
So this was Catholic humor. Apparently not everyone gets all that.
No, if you can do some Southern Baptist humor, we might know some of that.
Southern Baptist isn't electing a new pope anytime soon.
No, but Southern Baptists, they smoke before they walk into the church. So that would be the pope.
Okay.
Yeah.
None of this was funny, actually.
No, actually, I guess not.
I just know the popes are up there grilling out what they're doing. All that smoke every day. What you guys want today? You want your burgers or
what
chicken?
Makes you think they're grilling? They're in there smoking something.
Oh, you think so?
Trying to get that next pope, figure out who to vote for.
The next one's from Jamaica.
Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.